Welcome back. You're with the News at One, and we begin this lunchtime with the ongoing IFA blockade at the Aldi distribution centre in Naas in County Kildare, from where we're joined by our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Fran McNulty. Fran, fill us in on the latest this lunchtime.
Well, the blockade continues, Anya. At the moment, there are around 20 or 30 members of the IFA from all over the country blockading the facility. A tractor and trailer remains across one gate, another tractor with some round bales across another. The only thing getting in and out are workers who are driving in and out on various shifts. They're being allowed access. Everything else has been blocked. There were over 20 trucks queuing to get into the facility earlier on today. Most of them have left. There are two refrigerated containers now sitting outside. There's a Garda presence here, but for the most part everything is pretty peaceful. Those scenes earlier on where one of the truck drivers in sheer frustration confronted the farmers and said, "I'm trying to do a day's work here. Just because you're under financial difficulty doesn't mean I should be losing money too." But he was told quite clearly by the IFA, "You're not getting in here until after 7 o'clock this evening. It is blockaded, and it is blockaded because we are unhappy with the price our members are being paid for their cattle, and if we don't see an increase in those prices, there will be more blockades like this happening as well." And these farmers who are here, Anya, many of them have travelled, as I say, from all over the country. Several of them very frustrated that the increase in prices in the UK and Europe have not been felt here, and are questioning why. One of them is a beef farmer from North Cork. Her name is Anne Baker.
Obviously, it's all about beef prices and income. And as a beef farmer myself, I've been seriously affected by the lack of income from my produce that I've been producing. So that's why we're here today.
Why, though, target the retailers?
Because they are taking a cut out of what we are producing as well, and they're not passing that back to us. We're the primary producer. As a beef farmer myself, I am being affected by that.
How viable is your farm enterprise?
But currently it is under severe pressure. Like, our payments from CAP is one thing, but obviously it is all about what we're getting from the marketplace. And currently our prices are on the floor, and obviously our inputs, our fertilizers, our cost of feeds that the animals are eating, all those costs are all increasing year on year. But what we're getting back from the markets and from the factories, it's been cut, and obviously this year has been decimated in turn.
Francie Gorman, County Laois.
Francie, some people are questioning publicly why blockade an Aldi distribution centre.
Well, because essentially they're buying our product off us through the processors, and we've been putting up with beef prices in the doldrums for the last 18 months. Other pressures have combined, reduced supports, increased costs have combined to decimate farm incomes. And, you know, finally we get the beef price tracker in place. That shows that we should be getting at least 20 cents a kilo more based on the European average. And we're now 50 cents a kilo behind the R3 steel price in Britain.
Farmers at that blockade at the Aldi distribution centre in Naas, talking to Fran McNulty, our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent. And Fran, when you look at some of the sums, I'm looking at an ICMSA statement here, 3.42 cents a kilo in Monaghan, a few fields away in Armagh, 3.86 cent a kilo. That's quite a difference. It amounts to about 154 euro for an animal. They're also pointing out that the Northern Irish price has increased by 21 cents since July, whilst it's fallen here in the south. You can see why farmers scratch their heads over that number.
You can. You have to remember, though, Anya, that the UK price has been quoted. You have to take sterling factors into account. The European prices, though, are far more reliable. That solid 20 cent difference. You know, how can the industry continue to stand over the fact that prices here are falling? They say because we had a blockade of facilities for several weeks, the industry was shut down, our customer base was affected, and it's going to take time to regain that ground. That's what they've been saying for a number of weeks. Very few people now believe that. There may have been market issues, but people are now beginning to question openly how this can continue to be the case. And you can see why there would be this level of frustration. Remember, in the past 2 months, it's peak buying period for beef. Supermarkets and retailers and processors are filling their storerooms because there will be a huge demand and a peak over Christmas. And some of the farmers here today are saying they've gotten their Christmas orders at rock bottom price, and now they're starting to indicate there could be an improvement, when we've seen that improvement in other markets, even in South America, for weeks.
Mm-hmm. But equally, there's the question of what engagement is there going on between the IFA, for instance, and retailers, because Aldi are saying in their statement they've been engaging with farm organisations about all of this in recent months.
Yes. Now, the Aldi issued a statement within the past hour, which was very pointed. They said that the IFA had not attempted to raise any of the issues they're raising today with them in the past number of weeks. And that is very pointed and very direct. We know that retailers and farm organisations have regular contact. For example, the Beef Plan Movement has put out a statement today saying that, you know, they have been dealing with Aldi, they have been dealing with Lidl, they are talking about issues around price, around the type of beef which they want to buy. I've spoken to a senior official from the IFA within the past 5 minutes who said he has attempted to contact Aldi four times in the past number of weeks and hasn't received a response. So you're getting a war of words on you between the retailers and the IFA, and then throw into the mix the Beef Plan Movement, who are somewhat critical of this IFA step today. They're saying it's a PR stunt, that the supermarkets are beginning to discuss the issues involved. So you can see what's going on. There's farm politics, and also there's that war of words between the retailers and the farm organisations. But in the middle of it, are ordinary farmers who are struggling to survive. Many of them taking to the picket lines here today, saying they'll continue to do this if it helps make a difference. And only they're very conscious of the impact on consumers. That this retail distribution centre that Aldi has here in Nice is huge. It is only one of two they have in the country. Their stores are very dependent on the product that's shipped out of here every day in trucks. And they come in every 20, 30 seconds in and out. It is an extremely busy place. The, you know, deliveries will be affected. Aldi saying today, you know, all their stores are open and are unaffected. But if you were to see this kind of action happen again and again between now and Christmas, it would be a very different story.
Fran McNulty, Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Correspondent, reporting for us from that blockade at the Aldi Centre in Naas in County Kildare.